Let's do it, y'all. Blog Talk Radio.
City presents to you Intimate Encounters with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up? This your boy, Kaz. Welcome to another edition of Sin City, Intimate Encounters. Got my co-host. What's up, Father Time? What's good?
What's up, man? What's crack?
What's up? Got Miss Toy with me. Miss Toy, baby, you here?
I'm here. What's up?
What's up? All right, check this out. Tonight's topic, what we going to holler about. We talking about cougars and sugar daddies. Nah. I know we all know some cougars, we all know some sugar daddies. But now let me ask a question. What's the true definition of a cougar? Miss Joy, what do you think?
That I think that's like a woman that's like maybe in her middle 40s, early 40s or whatever, going with like a 21, 22 year old. Which is really a
You say 21 or 22.
Yeah, you know, somebody that's like 10, 15 years younger than them. 20 years younger than them.
Okay.
And being a cougar is also a...
You say what? Go ahead.
And a cougar like also like a female version of a sugar daddy, right?
I don't know. What are you?
Nigga, fuck you.
Okay. Hey, Ty, but let me ask you. Let me go to the sugar daddy of all sugar daddies, Father Ty. What's a sugar daddy?
Yeah. Come on, man.
You know damn well you're a sugar daddy. But you my dog.
Sugar daddies pay bills. Shit, I don't pay my own bills. How the hell am I going to pay her bills?
Okay. I'm just making sure, man, but yeah, I done seen you play Sugar Daddy a couple of times now. I'm not like you ain't never played Sugar Daddy.
Wait a minute. All right, hold on. Whoa. Back it up. Put it in reverse. Beep. When have you ever seen me pay some bills? now a Sugar Daddy could be any age, right? A Sugar Daddy could be, like a cougar is an older woman. But a sugar daddy could be any age. As long as
really?
You paying some bills, right? Is that right?
Do you really want me to bring that up?
I'm asking you a question.
Come on, bring it up.
When have I seen you pay bills?
I'm asking you a question. That ain't the question.
Exactly.
I'm saying a sugar daddy can be any age, right?
I mean,
I
always looked at the sugar daddy as the older cat. But, I mean, You wasn't that young when you was playing sugar daddy, so, I mean.
Playing sugar daddy to who?
All right, now, don't maybe bring up that strip club.
Oh, you was going out with a
pimp. Get the fuck out of here.
That was
different.
Oh, man.
That wasn't no sugar daddy. She was helping me just like I was helping her.
Yeah, all right. Are you helping you do what? Get your nut off?
She was helping me.
You know, that's
okay,
what most people think I was just helping her.
That's usually what the sugar daddies get, they nut off. But now
I
we got somebody new on the line.
Anyway. I
yeah,
didn't take none of her bills. She had her own money. You a goddamn lie.
We're going to discuss this offline, but yeah, you did. But we got a new caller, Felicia. We got a call on the line, man. Well, we're going to get back on that. Felicia, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing too much. Listen at him.
I thought your phone was getting disconnected.
Thank you.
My phone ain't going to get disconnected. I pay that bill before I pay anything else.
Wow, okay.
How about that, Miss Cougar?
I'm not a cougar.
Okay. You're not? Felicia, you a cougar?
No, sir. I don't mess with younger men.
Wow.
So
I'm
an
older woman,
but
I don't mess with all younger men.
Let me ask you, what's your definition of a cougar?
I didn't know what a cougar was until y'all started talking about it.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Now you
I've
know
never
you didn't see them.
I mean, I've
you
seen,
ain't never
I've
heard
seen
of.
Older. I've heard of older women messing with younger men, but I didn't know it was called cougars.
Yeah, you know, just like you know what y'all do. You know that's what y'all do. Y'all cougars.
I don't do that.
So you mean tell me you ain't never messed around with that little you ain't never seen that little young hot stud walking up and down the street. What they call them, paper boy. Oh, paperboy.
How young do you consider young?
I don't know. How
young
are
you? I wouldn't mess with, at my age right now, I wouldn't mess with nobody under 34, 35.
If you're older than him, then you're a cougar.
Well, whatever. A couple years ain't nothing. But I make it a point not to even acknowledge younger guys because I got a son that's older teenager.
I'm just messing.
You said what?
Don't take it personal. You know I like to mess with you anyway. Get your growl on, girl.
Growl.
Get my growl on.
Growl. Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. I think we got somebody new on the line. Hey, who is
Tasha? Yeah, this Tasha from 4949 Rhode Island. What's up, motherfuckers?
Damn. What's good? What's good,
bro? I like them young and dumb and full of cuffs.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. It's me, Miss Tasha. Where them young niggas at? Tell them I'm ready. I'm open and I'm focused. Where they at?
Oh, shit. You sound like you got them right there with you.
Yeah. We from 4948 Rhode Island. We some cougars. Cougar person.
Wait a minute, so how many cougars over there?
It's like, it's five cougars over here. We got that Waka Flocka. Waka
Flocka. God damn, not the Waka Flocka.
We got the Waka Flocka, baby. We throwing it at
okay.
the young niggas. Because, you know, we cougars. We like that young dick, that dope dick. We like them niggas off them yappers and all that.
God damn. She said she want yapper. Dig off a yapper. God damn. Wait a minute. How many over there again?
It's about six cougars over here.
Six cougars.
And we got our credit cards ready to slap them down their ass. Where
at? Oh, god damn. Y'all too hard on the nigga now. Come on. Y'all gonna swipe a good credit card down
there. Hey, you know them cougars spend that money.
Okay,
cougars spend money.
All right, so now that leads me to my question. That leads me to my next question. Why is it when an older man, why is an older man considered a trick? Because he out spending money, but a cougar, she considered to be getting her groove back.
I don't consider an old man a trick because he's spending his money because it ain't tricking if you got it. Now, if you ain't got it, you is a trick because you tricking your damn self.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she, hey, that's, hey, hell yeah, that was a perfect point. damn. Hey, Tasha came up with the ultimate answer. Now, Felicia, what about you? I mean, because I know y'all done heard that the first thing y'all do is call old men tricks. Soon as he flash a little cash, y'all be like, oh, we're going to fuck with this trick. So why he got to be a trick in the
ass? I ain't going to call him no trick. I'm just going to call him a nice gentleman.
You a damn lie. You know damn well you didn't call that man a trick. Now, why are you sitting there lying?
I'm just going to call him a nice gentleman. I'm not going to.
Oh, tonight you calling him a nice gentleman.
Yeah, if he giving up that money, yeah, he's a nice gentleman.
Yeah, he a nice ass trick. Okay, Toy, what's up? I mean, tell me why they gotta be why the man gotta be the trick, but the woman get her groove back?
You talking to Tasha?
Nah, I'm talking to Toy.
That's how the cookies crumble at the end of the day. Not all old men are tricks. I know some young niggas doing the same thing these old men out here doing.
Yeah. Oh, so what you saying? The young man trigger too, huh? The young man that turned to sugar daddy. Come on, I ain't seen no 18-year-old sugar daddy.
Oh, okay. I done told an 18-year-old one time in my conversation just for me to spend time, for me to say hi to him, he had to pay me.
Damn. Did you out your what? Yeah,
hey,
okay, okay. Hey, Tasha, you still there with me?
Yeah, I'm still here with you, baby. What's up?
Okay, and you say it's like what? Is 5-6 cougars down there?
Yeah, it's 5-6 cougars on the island, baby. You know, we keep the cougars on the island. We out on the prowl. We be lurking and searching for certain.
Well, I'm going to tell you, me and my boy Father Time, we have to tell
you. I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers.
Hey,
so
I ain't scared of you,
motherfuckers.
I got that cover pussy.
We going to get it on popping fucking with Tasha. Because, hey, Time.
I can make it pop, lock, and I can drop it, you know? I keep up with the young niggas, you know? I got to know how to pop, lock, and drop it.
Time. What's up, dog? I mean, we got what, 5-6 cougars over there. What we gonna do?
Man, send me the
dog. I'm scared of them cougars down there, man.
Man, please, I ain't scared of nothing. I fear nothing.
Man,
I fear no man, very few mountains.
Just be ready.
I'm always ready.
What?
You ready?
Ready for what? Ready for what?
For this cougar. Oh, y'all like the cougars. See, and why is it that, you know, y'all call us cougars when we go for the young niggas and y'all go for the young bitches? Like, we over with. We ain't over with. We just got started. I can say it.
Okay. Now, okay. Go ahead, Tamara.
Niggas don't like nothing on but money. You know? Once it get on, you get rid of it. You know?
Okay. Well, now that leads me to my next question. Why is it when a man get a young woman, the older women get jealous?
You know what? I don't get jealous because I still got everything all where it needs to be. So it ain't nothing a young bitch got on me, and I'm a cougar. I ain't tripping, I ain't slipping, I ain't slacking, and I ain't mad.
Okay,
well,
I understand that.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me ask you.
What you want to ask me? What you want to ask me, Father Tan?
What's the difference between a young cat and an older cat? Help.
You want to know the difference between
a
young and old?
Yeah,
just look
up. Yo. You said what's the difference between the old cat and the young cat? Hello? I'm here, baby.
Yeah,
I'm here.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Who's this for? Because if she can pay real good, hey, I can do something real good. You feel me? Hey.
That cougar pussy can take that dick.
Man, they can. They owe that. I'm not the dust off that cougar.
Knock that dust
off.
That's what we're looking for.
Hey,
we want the dust off.
Hey, guess what? I'm only 19. You hear me? But I knocked the dust off of, man, shit. You better stop playing.
You're going to polish it up and all that, right?
Hey, I need a cougar to slap down the rat hole.
Yeah, let's calm it down, man.
Hold on, man. We got my boy. We got a new caller on the line. We got my boy Big on the line. Big, what's up, dog?
What's big about Big, though? I'm curious.
I'm trying to get him here. I'm trying to get him here so he can tell you. Big, what's good?
Big, are you there?
Hello?
I'm here. I don't know if Big here.
Big.
Well, you never answered my question. What's the difference? Can I ask a question, please?
Go ahead, dog.
Is there any cougars in Glen Park?
Oh, there, on there. Yeah, that house right there.
Man, why did the mute button, man?
I'm trying to catch Big. Big don't want to say nothing.
Hello, Big. Hello.
Yeah.
What's going on, fam?
There you go.
What's up, dog?
What's going on?
What's the business?
See, I'm listening to Tasha on the phone. I like what Tasha be saying.
Oh, so you trying to hear Tasha?
Yeah, I'm trying to hear Tasha. What happened to Tasha?
I don't know. You tell me. Tasha disappeared for a second.
I'm riding through Avenue right now. Look at cougars on Rhode Island. I'm trying to tell you. I'm looking through. I'm getting through there.
So you on 49, you on Rhode Island now trying to look, you on the hunt for Tasha, right?
Yeah, I'm on the hunt for Tasha. I love cougars, man. I got a condo that needs to be paid.
And Tasha will pay that condo, Biggie, if it's big. You know, I like the air ducts clean, all frilling.
Think we done made a match on here already.
Send them my way, baby.
What Felicia hey. Knows?
Well, Felicia, go and tell them what these cougars do. Is you a cougar, first of all? Because I might be not right.
Nah, I ain't no cougar. I don't mess with no young guy.
She say sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost.
I ain't saved and sanctified. I just don't mess with no young dudes.
I know that's right, baby. You gonna miss it all.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on, Tasha. Now, Tasha, you just... I mean, so this is what you're telling me. All you do is fuck with young dudes.
Nah, I fuck with the old, the new, the ones that's going to come around, the ones that are playing. Man, if the pipe is right, I'm there all night.
Goddamn, Tasha. I mean, so you fucking with cougars? I mean, damn.
No, baby.
Cougars.
I ain't went that way. Y'all ain't turned me off yet.
Well, in other words, you fucking with sugar daddies. I mean, goddamn, I mean,
you know, the sugar daddies don't want to fuck. They just want you naked. They want to look at that shit. I don't want to look. I want to get nailed to the cross.
Goddamn. Not nailed to the cross.
Nailed to the motherfucking cross, baby. Nail this pussy. Put the stamp on it.
Hey, me and my boy Tyman, we ain't sugar daddies, but you know
I'm
what I'm
big boy. I'm heavy structure.
You ain't.
I'm hungry.
You ain't really got
it. If I pull my shit out of the whole room, get dark.
Hey, that's what me and Tyman do. We pull it out the whole room, get dark.
Hey, you put it, oh, is that big? It cover the sun. Hallelujah. God damn.
Hey.
What's your name?
I mean, the only thing you need to know is one thing.
What's that? That's what the band right. Gonna be doing. Look, listen, baby, is the
what
neighbors
up,
gonna know my name?
You fucking or what?
I mean, shit, you know what, Tasha? We gonna make sure we gonna have to put you in a private chat room. You know that?
I want the neighbors to know my name. I want it to be like Tasha got that good dick last night.
Okay. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. The way baby, you sound so sexy, though. It sounds like it's good as fuck. You be drooling when you hitting it.
Do I drool?
Yeah, baby, God, you drool.
No.
Hey, you finally understand. That's what I want them to do.
All right, now we got to settle. All right, Tasha, see, Tasha, what we need you to do, you need to come holler at your boy. Sincerely69.ning.com. That's what you need to do. You need to come holler at us. Holler at us. Come to the website, holler at us. Put a page up. Holler at your boy.
I got you, too, baby. Don't forget Tasha, baby.
All right, sincerely69.ning.com.
I can expect
to see your page come up, right?
Yes, baby, you sure can.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm talking about.
And I'm a Kruger for life.
I believe you. You ain't coming my west side, huh?
And guess what's wrong with them sugar daddies? They don't smack you up flipping no rubber down. Hell no, they don't.
Okay. All right. Hold on right there. You know, please, Tasha, hold on 1 second. You stay right where you at. Just hold on.
I'm gonna hold on, baby.
All
right. You got Miss Siobhan.
Miss Siobhan, what's up, baby?
What's up? I like
to
comment on the top. Fine, and you couldn't be no better. Now, this Kruger you got on the last, something is really wrong with that child. She want to flip it, rub it down. No, because we all be looking for sponsors. We broke. Hey, did you just say that online?
This motherfucking rat motherfucking old folks talk crazy about me, so they had to have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, he not asking me no questions. Like, he want to rather talk to her.
No, I'm trying to get to you, Miss Siobhan, but you in the background. You in the background going on.
Right here, you know, I'm soft-spoken. I don't be all loud. I'm real soft-spoken.
Okay, so now let me ask you, I mean, are you considered to be a cougar?
No, I'm not. No.
No, you're not?
I don't want to be no person. My age or a little bit older. I don't want no young thing. They don't know how to do nothing. They don't know nothing about nothing. They still wear behind the ears.
Okay. I feel you. So now let me ask you, what's your definition of a sugar daddy?
A sugar daddy is somebody that can't get nobody unless they pay for it. And they come to you like, baby, just give me a little bit. I'll pay your NIPSCO, your car, no due. Baby, what you need, you can't afford your NIPSCO bill today. I got it. Just flick me a titty or something. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about nothing. Old motherfuckers too old to get some pussy on their own. So they got to come out their motherfucking pocket. Sorry, bastard.
Damn. Okay, well, now let me ask you then. Well, I mean, what's the difference between a cougar and a sugar daddy? A cougar do the same thing.
A cougar her pussy ain't working no more, so she got to take care of these young things, and the older ones don't want her no more, so she going to the younger crowd. And she paying their bills, putting Jordans on their feet. All they want is a pair of Jordans. She's young, stupid, dumb bastards. They just want a pair of Jordans. Put some rims on their car. Put some weed in their truck. Put some shoes on their car. What they rolling? 26. My Kruger put them on there for me. Oh, and they might be dicking her down good. Other than that, I don't understand.
Okay, well. One man. Siobhan, you still here with me?
I sure is.
Oh, okay. Well, now let me ask all the ladies on the panel. We're gonna ask all the ladies on the panel. I mean, could you see with your parents dating somebody your age?
Hell no.
Okay. Now I'm just asking. Now Siobhan. Okay. What about you, Felicia?
What was the question?
There you go with it.
Get
her.
Get her.
Well, you got a lot of interference in the background. I can't hear.
Neither can I.
No, man, I'm going with what I can do, man. My question was, could you see your parents dating somebody that's around your age, somewhere similar to your age?
No.
Okay. So
neither can I.
I mean, hey, we all in agreement, but I'm just saying, y'all know this shit happens, right?
I think personally my feelings hurt. Because what if you saying to somebody my age?
Oh, so you saying your feelings will be hurt?
Yeah.
But now y'all know that hey, we got fathers out here that's fucking around with women that's they daughter's age. We got mothers even out here fucking around with motherfuckers that's their son's age. I mean, what do you say? I mean, what can you say? Can you say anything?
Me, well, being the person I am, I'm going to say something whether it matters or not, which probably it wouldn't, but yeah, I'm going to voice my opinion. Give me a life.
Well, who you going to say it to, your mother or the dude? You ain't going
to
tell
I'm
your mama that.
I'm going to sit both down and tell them that I don't appreciate nor do I approve of this. This is not right. This lady is old enough to be your mama. This man is old enough to be your daddy. What are y'all doing? Because just think 10 years, 20 years ago, you won't be going to jail for this. That shit ain't right. Just because they legal don't mean fuck with them. They still, they young enough to be your dad.
Good, young.
Yummy, young.
Yeah.
I still got Tasha with me.
Yeah, Tasha, here, you keep asking for Tasha. I think you like Tasha, nigga.
I'm just asking. You know what? I don't even know who Tasha is, but like I said, if you
that's
go to my
right.
page.
That's all right, though. Tasha going to keep it real. I wouldn't have no problem with my mama dating no younger man because I know she going to be here a little longer than what she was. She kept on fucking with that 67-year-old nigga that couldn't get her off. You know what I'm saying? The body health. You know, sex is healthy. You should have sex every day. That's healthy. But what you going to have sex with a 67-year-old man? He can't do shit for you. Get that young dick and live forever. And all that. That good shit go together. You know? Motherfucking old-ass ladies walking around can't even walk straight because they ain't had no dick, no good dick. They ain't let nobody hit them with the flex. You know? Hit me with the flex. And I will text you later. You know?
That ain't true. All we need is a little snap. He ever after together. That ain't true. He could take his Viagra or his pump thingy, and he could be just fine and make her keep a smile on her face the same way.
And, baby, you done seen Lifetime a million times. After she fucked that nigga, which is her husband, which he old and gray with that shriveled up dick that look like a raisin, she in the club with that young nigga trying to get a roll for the dub, bitch. Come on now. You know what it is. You know what it is.
No,
you know
no,
how
no,
I go. You know how I go. You know how I go. You know how I go. You don't take no lame ass dick.
Yep, you get to. So guess what? Guess what? The dick get bigger when they get older. You ain't never noticed old man got big dick. So
hey,
he
man,
whoa.
I think I know you.
Hey,
you that girl that be in the prestige at the bar talking about that you wish you could bust a nut. Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Hold on. Y'all got to calm down now. Hold up. Time. Give me a timeout, man. Hey, the creative juices is flowing. God damn. She said she was the one in the prestige. Hey, so look at hey Tom, anything you wanna any questions you wanna ask, please feel free to ask.
I wanna ask a question. Y'all like young pussy or old pussy? Young pussy, I answer it for you. Watch it work, right? Right?
Okay. I mean, hold on now. Who you asking that to?
I was asking Siobhan that shit. Let's see what she like.
Oh, you asking Siobhan? Do she like old young pussy, Siobhan?
I don't like pussy at all. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Wait a minute, hold on now. Y'all got to talk one at a time, okay? I'm gonna go to Tasha first, all right, Tasha? That's cool, one at a time. Tasha.
Tasha, what's hitting you, baby? What make your toes curl? That old dick, come on, keep it real, baby. That old dick making your toes curl? Nah.
I'm not. Wait a minute. Hold up, girl.
Come on,
wait,
I need more talk. No more. What's up, baby?
I'm trying to give y'all a chance to. I mean, y'all keep going at it with each other, and I can't. It's hard to separate who's saying what. So
okay, I'm not
gonna
say nothing after this. After I say this, I'm not gonna say nothing else. Why take a chance on not living when you can live? You know? Why take a chance on not living? Why be stuck with that old ass penis? You know? Don't nobody like nothing old but money. When shit get old, it get passed away. Fuck that love shit. Yeah, I love you, but you is not working me out. Keep it real, though. Keep it real. Don't nobody not cheat. Everybody cheat, because, nigga, you old. You is not doing your job. So since you're old and I'm old, too, but my shit still works, I'm finna go get laid. God damn it, that's what I'm sensed to do. I'll be back, but I'm finna go let this nigga fuck the shit out of me. Because you obviously can't. You old. Who likes anything old but money? Who let anything old sit around over and over and over? You know? Nothing sits around as old but money. But money. Money and liquor. Money and liquor. Can you ask me how old I am? Yes, you can, baby. I'm 33 with a degree on getting that young dick. Huh?
Well, more power to you. More power to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Send a blessing down my way, baby.
I hope you
blessings
are safe and young, boy.
What you say,
okay,
nigga?
Now we're going to go back to Siobhan. Siobhan, what's up?
Okay.
You here
okay,
with me, Siobhan?
Okay, go back to Siobhan. Because that's what what's up
Siobhan.
With you. What's up?
What's up, baby?
Not much. Listen to that crazy girl you got on the other end.
Oh, well, it's Sin City. You entitled to your opinion. You entitled to say whatever you want. I mean, we ain't gonna hold you. We ain't gonna hold you back. But same time, y'all was just kind of clashing with each other. Couldn't nobody else get a word in. So, all right. You said you had a question. Now, what was the question?
What do an old lady get out of a young man other than a fuck? Because he's not about to do nothing with you. He's not about to help you do nothing. You got to pay this man bill. No, that's not right. We're supposed to be in this 50-50. She talked about she a Kruger. Really? Who bills she paying, honey? What she got? Who bills you paying, honey? Oh, we lost her. She lost.
We ain't lost. We had to move. You and her, when y'all two get together and start talking, ain't nobody else here. So we have to, like, give y'all separate time to talk. So I'm giving you your time to talk.
Yeah, but she ain't out here right now. But me personally, I want somebody my age, a little bit older. I think they get it in just as good. That ain't no more than a young motherfucker. What that young motherfucker know? Then on top of that, these young motherfuckers fucking everybody. Your old ass gonna contract something. You can't get rid of them. What you gonna do? Oh, I was being a Kruger, paying this nigga bills, paying him rims, but he gave me something that I can't even return. No, stick with your age, girl. Stick with your age. And if you can't get it, you gonna... Girl, they make Viagra. Go buy your nigga some Viagra or something. He'll be okay with his old ass. And it get bigger as they get older. What is wrong with her? She don't know nothing about that.
No, okay.
She don't know nothing about that. She wants these young people can't do nothing. Want to be so-called baller. And how they balling when your crew ass take a care of them? Come on, yeah, they balling off your motherfucking ass. They eating off your motherfucking ass. No, we in this to win, and we 50-50. You help me, I help you. Sugar daddies, too. We in this to win. It's not to lose this. I'm not about to try to get you out your money just because I think you get some. No, that's not right.
Okay. Point well taken. Point well taken, Siobhan. Point well taken. All right, now I'm going to go to Felicia now. You didn't hear Tasha go at it. You heard Siobhan go at it. Which one you agree with?
I agree with Siobhan.
You agree with Siobhan. Okay. Ms. Toy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, once again, We had Siobhan and Tasha interlocked in a heated conversation. So I'm trying to figure out which one you agree with, Siobhan or Tasha.
You know what? I agree with Siobhan.
You gonna go with Siobhan?
With
Siobhan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. All right. That's from a woman's point of view. Time, you got anything you want to add on to it?
Well, I agree with the Siobhan. Is that her name, Siobhan? Siobhan.
Yeah.
Well,
Siobhan.
I agree with her because old girl says she's 33. She needs some damn therapy. She crazy as hell.
Come on, man.
No, I'm just messing with her, man.
Nah, we
I'm
can't. We
Tasha,
free spirit. I like that. I like that.
Is this
yeah, it's our first time caller. I like that. Tasha, you here with me? Tasha
ain't going nowhere.
Okay, Tasha. Now, everybody kind of went towards Siobhan, but I like your spirit. I like what you're saying.
But guess what? I'm finna keep it real. Like, won't nobody keep it real? Don't nobody want to know what goes on behind closed doors. I tell you what goes on behind closed doors. We fuck these young niggas. And motherfuckers want to say they don't fuck with young niggas. Everybody fuck with these young niggas like these old niggas fuck with these young bitches. Keep it real. If these motherfuckers are keeping real, the motherfucking world would be a better place. Everybody hide behind the motherfucking glass. You know, what the fuck you hiding for? Stand up for what you do. I fuck young niggas. Call me a cougar. But guess what? Guess what else, though? Motherfuckers be claiming they don't do this, don't do that. But when motherfuckers by themselves, they do everything. I'm not finna lie to you. I'm a cougar. I fuck young niggas, but it just ain't me giving. They giving up that good dick.
How much is costing you, though?
How much it costs me? But see, that's where you left. That's what. Listen, that's where you wasn't on the phone at. I'm put it to you like this. What is these young niggas? These young niggas, doughboys. Put up or shut up. Yeah, nigga, on a Wednesday you might get the new J's, but when Friday come around, shit, Nips don't need to be paid. Where you at? Where you at? Come on. You know? That cougar pussy, good pussy. What young nigga don't enjoy fucking an old bitch? Man, he got two cool points added on him. You know what I'm saying? He's driving this old bitch car, the old bitch, huh?
I thought Cougars paid bills.
But guess
what?
Cougars make it where it's a fair exchange, an even exchange. You feel me? You scratch my back, nigga, I'm going to guarantee to scratch yours because I want that good dick. You said, what? You want some new J's? Okay. Come on, let's go get them. But I need this Nipso. Let's get it. You know? You know? And see, don't be surprised. See, the young niggas do shit you old heads won't do. Don't
like
get
what?
It twisted.
They
like
what?
What?
What they do that the older guys don't do?
Man,
what do they do that the older guys
niggas,
don't do?
What they do that these young guys don't do?
That the
you
older
just,
guys
just
don't. You say the young guys do things. Huh?
That the
so
young
what,
guys
what
won't
it?
Do. That the what that the old guys won't do.
They
beat the pussy
guys?
Up. They beat it
what?
Up. You know they be off all this shit, right? They be off all this shit. So when the lights go out, they hit them with the Dougie. You know? I'm not saying that the old man can't put it down. When it's time to make love, he's the one I'll call. But when I want the shit fucked out of me, I'm going to call that young nigga. Come fuck me crazy. I'm not going to lie about
okay.
shit. Keep it
okay,
real.
So
you a rubber. You, no, let me finish. You would rather a young bitch to ride that dick than an old hag.
Okay.
Hey.
Duly noted. But now let me ask you. What is your definition of somebody that's a sugar daddy? I mean, what is like, okay, what's the age range? What's too old for you? What do you look at and say, okay, he's a sugar daddy?
I'm going to keep it real. My motherfucking daddy is a sugar daddy, and I can't stand his ass because he pay these hoes bills and don't get no motherfucking pussy. Sugar daddies don't get the pussy. They get to look at the pussy. They get to look at it, play with the pussy. They don't get to hit the pussy. Don't get him in something
no,
good. It's a lot of sugar daddies that come around.
Hold on. I'm asking, like, what age range would you, like, look at the man and be like, okay, he going to be a sugar daddy? I mean,
right.
I'd
say sugar daddy start, like, from 45 to, you know, they be up in that range, like, 45 to 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, when
so
the men that think it's over, but it ain't over, you know. But I've
okay,
seen a
so
lot of older men.
You say you're 33 and you consider. You say you're 33 and you consider yourself a cougar already.
I mean, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm 23, right? I mean, I'm 33. But what I like up in me is that 23.
Okay.
You feel me?
You know what? Hold on, man. Hold up.
Stop the press.
Please. You ain't fucked with the right motherfucker yet. That's your fault.
Oh, yes, I have.
You're slacking. I can tell in your voice you're slacking. Come see me then. Come see me.
Where you at then?
You fuck with them young boys.
Oh, yeah, them
but,
young boys, some Tonka toys.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Sound like
we
got
49 Rhode Island.
I'm on
49
Rhode Island.
I was just over there last weekend. I was just there. Where was you at?
You probably seen this cougar on the porch saying, ah.
I probably have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have. I stay right down the street from that address.
You do? Why you don't blow this, nigga? You see all these cougars out here.
Y'all ain't no cougars.
Where you from?
I don't even know what cougars are.
Y'all don't know what cougars are. Who's that, Siobhan?
You just ain't ran across a real ass man. That's your problem.
I ain't ran across. Everybody claim to be real though, but what's the definition of real? Everybody want to be real. What's fake? We all bleed red blood. So what's fake around? I really want to know, because niggas run that line on me all the time. I'm a real nigga. What the fuck is a real motherfucking nigga? We all walk and talk the same motherfucking way. What the fuck is real? I'm real. You real? She real? He real? Who ain't real? We ain't motherfucking Smurfs. We ain't motherfucking Wonder Woman to make believe shit. So what is real? A real nigga. If you a nigga, you a nigga. What the fuck is real?
Okay, hold up. Hold on now. We're going to calm down. That time. Hold up. What we going to do?
Okay,
you
Mr.
Sure you want to put.
What is
okay,
real,
no
though?
Problem.
I really want to know. I want to know what is real. You real, ain't you?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, baby. Oh, I'm real as they come.
This dude
but,
on his phone sounds sexy as hell. Ooh, baby. I swear he sounds
well,
sexy than a motherfucker.
I thank you for the compliment, sweetheart.
You black as fuck.
You
black
you know
as fuck and you drive a truck.
Go to SinCity69.ning.com. You can find out everything you want to know about me.
I like everybody that was on this phone tonight, too. They crazy as hell, just like me.
Okay, well, hold on. What we going to do, we're going to take a quick break. Time. You said you wanted to hear some old school shit tonight. What was that you wanted to hear, man?
That old school Teddy, man. Bump that
Teddy.
You
want to
hear that
light.
Old school Teddy, man? All right.
Turn
just,
up the lights, man.
And just cause she said it.
Turn off the light. Light a candle. Tonight I'm in a romantic mood, yeah. Let's take a shower together. I'll wash your body, you wash mine, yeah. Come to me. wanna give you a special treat. You're so sweet. Turn off the light. Let's get cozy. See, you're the only one in the world that I need. I wanna love you. Love you all over. Tonight I'm in a sexy mood. Ooh, baby. And I can't love. Girl, there's something that I wanna do to you.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? All right, now we back, we back. I had that little Teddy P in our life, little Teddy P. What's going on? I see we got somebody new on the line. We got Miss Butter on the line. Butter, what's up, baby?
Nothing much. What's going on, sweetie?
So just chilling, chilling, chilling. We sitting here, we kicking back, we relaxing. We all about tonight's topic is cougars and sugar daddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that scenario.
Yes, I am.
So what category do you fall in? Do you fall into fucking with the sugar daddies, or you call yourself a cougar?
I've dabbled in both.
So you somewhat of a cougar, and you fuck with sugar daddies.
I have, yeah.
Okay, so now what? Since you just got on the show, let me ask you a question. I'm gonna ask the question that I asked earlier. What's the difference? Why is an older man considered a trick, but then an older woman considered she getting her groove back?
Let's talk to them.
Because there are two different motives.
How is there two different motives?
Because men. I really don't even want to go there. I don't want to argue tonight.
What's up, fam? Yeah, V-Tron over there. So, go ahead. You got the floor. Say it. I mean, you saying it's two different motives. What's the motives?
Well, I feel like when older men trick, they're tricking with multiple women. Just for, like, main purpose of ass. And a woman is not looking, she's looking for multiple things in one person, regardless of the age.
But it's still about the money, though.
No, it's not.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't know if you understood the question. Now, if a woman, an older woman, go and do the same thing that an older man is doing. The older man is called a trick. The older woman, y'all talking about they got their groove back, but they both doing the same thing. She paying my rent. She doing everything for me. The same thing that he's doing for you. Why is he a trick and she getting her groove back? How is that different?
I don't know.
There is no difference.
I don't know how that's different.
There's no difference.
There's no difference.
I don't see the difference in it. They both spend the money to get what they want.
If there's somebody saying that there's a difference, please tell me how. So that's the same thing. It's just different female, male.
Okay. All right. All right, we got somebody new on the line. We got Sean. Sean, what's up, baby?
What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing, listening in to y'all talk about y'all cougars and y'all sugar daddies.
I ain't got no cougar or no sugar. Well, I damn sure ain't got no damn sugar daddy. But I'm trying to figure that out. Now, Brother told me it's the difference between the cougar and the sugar daddy. I mean, is it?
No. What's the difference? You got a cougar and a sugar daddy. A cougar, I don't know. It just really depends. Shoot, they both dish out money, don't they?
That's what I thought.
Exactly.
I'm assuming what you got, Sean. What category you fall under?
Shit, neither.
So you don't got no sugar daddy and you ain't a cougar.
Hell no, I ain't no cougar. I mean, I had a young dude before, but I wasn't breaking him off, and it was just a little one-time thing. So, no.
Let me ask a question. Now, okay, let's say I'm 52. I'm 52, 53 years old, right?
Right.
I take you out to dinner. I pick up the check. That makes me a trick.
Nah, That's different. Nah.
What would make me a trick?
What would make you a trick would be some like shit, just randomly breaking me off cheese.
Randomly breaking.
What makes you a trick? Yeah, you want to, okay. You want to fuck, okay? Well, you want to fuck. Well, I need some money to. Give me some shoes. Get my hair done. I need to pay a bill.
Well, okay. Now,
from an older man, you can.
Don't hold on. Wait, hold on. Don't take this offensive, okay? But doesn't that make the woman a hoe?
Yeah. Exactly.
If I'm paying for it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And she a hoe.
Right. They go
okay.
together, don't they?
I'm just making sure. So fools are basically hoes.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
Sugar daddy, you basically a hoe, right?
Yeah, if she only messing with one, she ain't.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. So if the sugar daddy, after he spent all the money and he do all that and he just come up to you.
What's up, ma? Is we fucking or what?
I'm saying. Don't he got the right to ask that question?
Right, and you know what? And see, that's why I couldn't have no sugar daddy, because 9 times out of 10, when it comes to that time, I'm going to be like, hell nah, we not going to fucking. He ain't going to want to give me no more money or nothing else.
Oh, so when he ain't got no money, you cool. You ain't giving nothing up unless you got some change.
Right.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But that's what it is, though.
He didn't spend his whole check on him. You just can't break him off a little something for free.
But he, no. That's exactly why I don't have one.
Hello? Hello?
What the hell?
Hello?
Hello?
What the hell is going on?
Somebody dialed the wrong number or something.
I don't know.
I heard a phone ringing.
Well, we don't worry about it. We don't worry about that. Okay. Now, Felicia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Felicia.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, now, and everybody's in the female's estimate. When are you too old to be considered a cougar?
Too old to be a cougar?
Yeah.
I don't think they can get too old.
Right.
But I think of what makes a person a trick is if the other party don't really like them and just taking their money. That's what makes a person a trick to me.
But how would you know that person don't like you?
Right,
is what I'm saying. How
would
you know that?
If they not in no relationship with you, no kind of way, if they not having any sexual ties with you or anything like that, spending no time with you and you instead of giving them money, then it's obvious that they don't like you.
Okay, I can accept that.
Okay. Ms. Toy, you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay. That's a good point you made up. That you came up with, Felicia. But now let me ask a question. Now, I asked earlier if your parent brought someone home that was close to your age, would you have a problem with it? But now let me ask you. Do you think if you brought somebody home that was close to your parents' age, you think they accept it? I'm going to start with you, Felicia.
Yeah. I don't think they would have. Well, I think my father would, but my mother wouldn't.
Okay. What about you, Sean?
At least you know who you're.
Yeah, she'll be cool with it. I wouldn't be cool with her, but she'll be cool with me. Bring home somebody older.
Ms. Toy, what about you?
My mom would agree with it. I guess it depends, like, your parents or whatever would look at somebody that's older as being more mature, more stable, more set. So,
mm-hmm.
It might be.
Man, y'all crazy.
Oh,
I was
right.
My daughter would come home with a motherfucker
okay,
my age.
Whoa, Tommy. That ain't the question. The question was if you brought somebody home that was your mother's age.
Oh, okay. My bad. My mom's a trip.
Yeah, my mama flipped the fuck out. I'm not going to even lie.
Of course.
She'd be looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you?
I raised you better than that.
So what's the difference? I mean, because I'm going to tell you, my mom would be like, What the hell you doing with her old ass? I mean,
you know what I'm saying? That's like I'm going out with one of my mama friends. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How would she look at you if you brought somebody younger then? Somebody that's like. How about if you brought somebody home, like less than half your age?
Less than half my age?
Yeah.
I'm going to jail then.
We not talking about under 18.
Oh, my mom's wouldn't trip.
If you brought 21-year-old home?
I ain't going to fuck with no 21-year-old.
That's not the question. But if you brought a 21-year-old home, would she trip?
I would trip. For myself. 21-year-old can't do nothing for me.
No.
She grown, shit.
Now, come on, man. We gotta be fair about it. The question is, what would your mom say? I mean, if you did do it.
Right.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't know what my mother would say.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. My mother probably wouldn't say nothing, but, oh, she would give me one hell of a look. And that look would let me know right now is that if I do too keep messing with you, you can. It'll never be around my mama.
Right.
Never around my mama. Mm. Now I bring somebody home her age. Oh, let me talk to you in another room. What the hell are you doing with her?
Right.
Okay, we got somebody new online. Janine. Hold on, man. Let me get Janine in. Janine, what's up, baby?
Nothing. What's up, everybody?
What's
that? Man, you sound tired.
I am.
You don't sound like your chipper usual self. What's going on?
I'm just tired.
She will when I start fucking with her.
What?
I'll bring it out of her, man. Don't worry about it.
Okay, well,
he's like pouring water on this show. He's my nemesis. Her and Felicia, they're my nemesis. But now let me ask a question. How many ladies got sons? How many of y'all got sons?
I do.
Okay, that's one. That's Janine, right? You got a son, right? Anybody else got a son?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a son.
Okay, now let me ask y'all a question. Are y'all comfortable with talking about sex with your son?
No.
As a mother?
I am. I'm okay with discussing it with him, but he chooses to talk to my father about it.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Both of y'all talk at the same time. We got to go one at a time, please.
Mm.
Okay, who's going first? Felicia, you go first.
I'm okay with talking with him about it, but he prefers to talk to my father about it.
Okay. Now, Butter?
The same thing. I have no problem with talking to him about it. I would prefer, because of all the things that I've experienced, to talk to him about it, but he would prefer to talk to other men about it.
Well,
okay.
I can agree with that. I mean, how old is your son? If I may ask.
He's about to be 16.
Oh, okay. At 16, I didn't want to talk to my mother about sex either.
Me neither. I didn't
even want her to even know I was having sex. Although I was.
Yeah,
exactly.
I found out through the grapevine that he was humping.
Now, I asked that because I have a 16-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she won't talk to me about sex, and I don't understand why.
Okay.
Somebody help me.
Okay.
What can I tell her to get her to open up about sex to me?
Oh, you. There's really probably nothing that can be done to make her open up to talking about sex with you.
Nothing.
There's probably the only way she'll be able to talk about sex with you. Like, I have a very open relationship with my father, and I can say just about anything that comes to my mind to him, but I still wouldn't want to hold him a conversation about sex. I can joke about him having sex, but my conversation about me and what I do and no.
All right, anybody else got something for me? How about I get my daughter to talk sex with me? Because I want to know. I'm a father. I want to know that type of stuff. But she ain't going to come to me and tell me.
And that's the answer.
For girls, it's easier to talk to a mother. And like for my son, it's easier for him to talk to my father.
And it's sometimes it's not even easy for them to talk to their parents, period. But look,
I try to tell my daughter she could talk to me about anything, but she won't talk to me about sex. I hope she ain't having sex, but I don't
know.
Have
you asked her? Have you asked
her? I ask her all the time. I ask her all the time.
She might fear the answer.
Well,
she might fear what you're going to say if she says yes.
But see, when I was growing up, I could talk to my mother about sex. I wouldn't, but I could. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know what I mean?
You are a man, and she is a female. We think differently. We react differently. So you can't expect for her to just say, okay, well, because I love my father, because we have a good relationship, I can just tell him anything because that might never be. She might the moment she breaks down and tells you everything that she's feeling, or it has to be probably a serious situation going on. Maybe she's finna get married, finna go away, or something like that. But females don't usually break down.
That's pretty much.
I don't want my daughter to be no damn cougar.
That's what?
I don't want my daughter to be a cougar.
What? Can I say something? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With me and my father, the situation was I never thought my father could handle me talking to him about stuff like that, because in his eyes I could do no wrong, and to me if I was having sex, that was something wrong, and I didn't want to talk to him about it. Just like when I told him I was pregnant, I was 20 years old, and he broke down crying, you know. So he couldn't handle that, and you probably can't either, because it sounds like you're real close with your daughter, and she probably know that you can't handle that,
mm-hmm.
if she is doing that.
I can handle it. Just want to know. I can handle it.
Okay.
Well, as long as you feel the right values in her, I don't think you got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
But as a father, you know.
Okay.
You just want to know. Kaz, I'm lying.
I have a question.
You got to know, right?
I mean, you got to know, but God damn.
I have a question.
Would you go ahead?
What's up?
For the man, if you say that you can handle knowing that your child is having sex or whatever, if somebody comes to you, like say one of their exes or one of their whatever come to you and tell you all kind of sexual things that your child has done, like, oh, your daughter giving head like the best with the best of
them. Oh, you know what? Hold up, man. Cue that up, man. Cue that, Chris. Hey, Cass. Cue that, Chris.
I'm already on it.
All right.
That's the only thing that's going to happen with that. That's quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what he gonna get. You're not gonna come to me telling me my daughter get good head. You done lost your fucking mind. I kill you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Okay, but what if she comes home because it crying it because somebody's spread it rumors about it. Maybe she did it, maybe she didn't, and she don't have she needs to talk to you. Would you be able to handle that conversation?
Yeah, and when I go see him, I'm gonna look him dead in his face, and if I do what I do to him,
you got the fuck out, man.
That's what I'm gonna tell him. Cause I'm gonna knock him the fuck out.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't talk bad about my daughter. If my daughter hurting, I'm hurting. I got to go handle that.
Okay, but what if she out there bad like that for real?
You might not want to tell me.
You don't know it. You don't know it, but. She out there, she hot in the pants. And then word get around, she get, you know, get a bad name and everything, her feelings get hurt.
Hold on. Now, if you sitting out there, and I didn't try to teach all these moral and values into you, and you still going out there trying to, hey, throw it out of both jaws, legs, shit. Then, I mean... I'm going to be hurt, I'm going to be upset, but shit, you got to realize you bought this on yourself.
Nah, that's what we differ on that point. I'm going
I'm
to have
sorry,
to man.
I mean, what can you do? You going to shoot everybody?
Me as I can. Man, that's my baby, man. That's my baby. I can't do it.
Well, you need to go get your baby some help.
Right, because I mean...
She's out there like that, she's going to end up on a stripper pole.
Exactly.
I know if I go in a strip club and see my daughter on the pole, I'm going to have a fit. I'll fuck around.
Right, but now, if you done did everything that you could possibly do, I mean, what more can you do? I mean, I'm sorry, this is my belief. I'm trying the best of my abilities to raise my kids the right way. So I'm gonna tell you right now, if and God, please, please bless them not to. But if they end up on a stripper pole, I'm not gonna feel like it was my fault. I'm not gonna feel like it was my fault that they're on that pole. It wasn't my fault. That's just something they just wanted to fucking do.
Right.
I feel you. But now I got a question for all the ladies. Ladies, can you tell me? If you can make up your fantasy date, what would it be? And who would it be with?
Fantasy.
It's a fantasy, man, so don't y'all ain't gotta hold nothing back.
Y'all can say my name as many times as y'all want to.
What?
It's a fantasy date.
Go down the road for me, man.
We're gonna start with Felicia first.
Don't start with me.
No, she wouldn't say that.
Well, we're starting with her today, Felicia.
I don't have no fantasy date.
Oh, come on.
You see my picture?
Yeah, you're a nice looking young man.
You say what?
Pastor Felicia. Pastor Felicia.
I said you're a nice looking young man.
Oh, well, thank you, baby. Thank you. Well, you know what? We're gonna let Felicia, since she said that,
I want the Reverend to answer the question.
Well, we're gonna give her a second. She's thinking about me. We're gonna give her a second.
Oh, Lord.
But now I know who we
are. Make me answer the question.
I know who we finna go to, though. Janine.
Oh, thank you.
Janine, baby, where you at?
I'm right here.
That's what I'm talking about. Fantasy day, baby. What would it be? Where we going? What we doing?
Oh, me and you?
Do you swear?
Your fantasy?
He sweat, don't he?
What?
I just said if I'm your fantasy, that's all, baby. If I'm your fantasy,
if you my fantasy. Oh, okay, you could be my fantasy. We could do lots of things together.
Right.
And they all gonna end up in the bedroom.
Oh,
buddy, you just be.
Now you do know.
Look, buddy, you can join us too.
I like that. She's so welcoming and everything. I like that. I appreciate that. I will. Hey.
Now hold on. Before y'all do that. Now y'all do know, right?
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Okay. You think y'all know? Okay. Now hold on. I finished sweating. Now I'm going to Sean. Sean.
But you said my fantasy. What's my fantasy day?
Yeah.
See, it would be the male host from Sin City at my door with a can of whipped cream, chocolate, and strawberries.
Time for that love, baby. That love.
I'll take it from there.
What kind of chocolate you want?
Milk chocolate, baby. Bring in milk chocolate.
Fuck it, I'll melt down some Reese.
All right, now, Bada, we at you.
I'm really right now, I am like, I'm needing to be tied up.
What the fuck?
So, like,
that
my fantasy.
You got the rope. Simon, you got the rope?
I got the rope.
My fantasy is to be tied up and like, oh my goodness. If I had the funds and everything, like, to do it on an airplane, tied up. Oh, my goodness.
Now, how do you want to be tied up? You
want
to be tied up spread eagle on your stomach, on your back? You want to be tied up to the bedpost? What? How do you
want to be tied
up?
I mean, however it's feasible and on an airplane, Yeah.
Okay.
You want to be tied up on the airplane?
And since I'm double jointed, I can be, you know, pretzeled up or whatever I got to be, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Now I gotta ask this to Janine. I gotta ask this to Mother.
Yeah.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Wait a minute. Hold on now. We think somebody tried to get away, Miss Toy.
Damn. I know. You know what? Ever since I was a teenager, I'm 36 now. Ever since I was a teenager, I have had this obsession with Tyrese. Ain't got nothing to do with y'all, but y'all asked me what my fantasy would be, and that's what it was. I'm going to do that.
Okay,
now. All right. Now, hold on, y'all. Everybody get quiet. Felicia, we're going back to you.
I don't be having no fantasies. I don't live in no fantasy world. I don't have one.
God.
You ain't got no fantasy at all. Not one.
So anytime you get the freaky feeling, you just do what you do, and it's all good, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have no fantasies about nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right, preacher. Reverend.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you to all y'all. All the ladies on here, I got to tell you. My fantasy is to come to your door. And when I come to your door, the only thing I want to see. Now, once I get to the door, once I get in, I got to know one. I'm just praying y'all do one thing.
You're hilarious.
Diver, what about you, man? What's your fantasy, dog?
Man, my fantasy would be Holly Berry and Queen Latifah at the same time.
Oh.
Holly Berry and Queen Latifah.
Ooh.
At the same time.
Wow, what a combination.
Right.
That's a hell of a combination, dog.
It is. I mean,
if you think about it, I'm freaking Queen Latifah. Why she freaking Holly Berry?
And Queen Latifah ain't feeling what you giving her, ain't thinking about what you giving her. So you wait
she like
get that freaking. You wait.
She like you just.
Remember that it's my fantasy, so she feeling everything.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I got a better friend. I'm gonna tell
better
you.
Better than
right
Queen Latifah and Holly Berry.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ladies on the show. I would love nothing less than to just.
Fuck all y'all.
He is stupid. He's stupid.
We wind it down to the last minutes of the show, so all right, we gotta give all our shout. We're giving the shout outs the last words. All right, we're gonna start with Butter.
Yes.
Butter, any last words?
I am so glad that I was able to experience this show from my house for the last time tonight. And hopefully I'll be back next week.
And hopefully you ain't going to exchange numbers somewhere down the line. So y'all can, you know. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? I am so sorry.
I like that. Subliminal messages and all. I like that. Mm-hmm. We'll take care of that. You know, we'll take care of that. Inbox me.
Okay. Sean, any last words, baby?
Nah, I mean, the show was cool. I hate I got in so late, but, I mean, it was cool as usual. And, yeah, everybody, have a good week. Wish the rest of y'all week good.
And we will be there with whipped cream.
And chocolate and strawberries.
Bring nuts and cherries. They're the whole nine, y'all. Janine.
Yes.
Okay, baby, any last words?
I enjoyed the show. I was listening. I couldn't tell y'all I was a cougar, so I didn't get in until later. Since I ain't want y'all to know that.
Yeah, we know now.
Felicia.
Yeah.
You going to send me your fantasy via inbox or something. I'm going to know this fantasy before this week out. I need to know that fantasy.
No, I'm going to inbox you my address so I can get my gift because I ain't forgot. And
well, you wait on the PO box.
And they wouldn't give me one because I don't got all my stuff down here right, you know, so they wouldn't give me an address. And I got my T-shirt today. Give y'all
a good one.
That's my girl. That's my girl. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
And they're too high. I'm going to let y'all know that through them t-shirts too high. But I still bought one.
Okay. You can use a coupon code. You can use a coupon.
I didn't have none. They didn't give me one to after I purchased it.
Oh. I said it last
week. Well, we appreciate it anyway. Ms. Toy, what's up, baby?
Hi, the rest of the show. And just for the record, I have been a cougar and I have had a sugar daddy. I wasn't no cougar that paid out some money and all that. I just was fucking with the little young niggas. And
yes, yes. That's me.
I mean, I could say money, so yeah. Yeah.
I already know I don't play with my money like that.
No, that's a love.
They're just so cute. They're just cute, like toys, like little Energizer bunnies.
Right.
Yeah, girl, exactly. Y'all is terrible. Y'all.
Keep on playing with them, you end up with a baby.
Oh, uh-uh. No.
Nah.
Nah. Okay. Last verse, man.
Hey, NC69.ning.com. Know what I'm saying? Y'all go there and get them shirts. Thank you, Reverend. We appreciate it. We really, really do. We want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling in. Now take us home, man.
All right, now you said you said you was doing your old school. You run your old school move. What was that other cut you wanted to play? Yeah.
Tender love, man. Tender love.
Tender love. All right, just going out for time and all his tenderonies or whatever. All right, y'all. God bless. Good night. We holler at y'all next week.